We don't have specific tactics because we don't have the magnitude that the other areas have. But we do have the same enforcement. We have the ordinances that we enforce. We do respond to the calls just as we do any other time. And any types of issues that we have, of course, we do respond to them as needed. So we do have the response times that we have to pay attention to. If there are specific issues, we have additional deputies that we can bring to the area if needed. We also have backups that we could bring if it does get a little overwhelming from other areas. So we do have a little bit of latitude in that, but historically, we haven't had a need for it.
And I wonder if that's something that you guys are kind of grateful for, or you just do the job.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, of course, we're grateful for it. Will it change? Yeah, we are anticipating it will change through the years as our population begins to increase. We do anticipate that is going to change as well. One thing that we do get calls on is, and unfortunately, this past weekend was an example of it, is the swimmers, you know, because alcohol and water just does not mix. And, you know, the Gulf waters are very dangerous. And this week in particular, with the Gulf and the activity we're having with the weather, we have some strong currents. And when you have people drinking and you have strong currents, it equals a very bad situation. You know, we do have a presence out at the beach. We will be patrolling the beaches. We will be out there. And, you know, as far as DUIs, we also have a presence with our traffic unit out there. So DUIs, we have a zero tolerance policy for that. So we will be out there monitoring for DUIs as well. We have the traffic unit that drives unmarked vehicles, and we'll be looking for it.